Okay, here we are back. Reality check chat. I hope we've been dearly missed because we've missed doing our podcast, but everybody's been so busy. Liz has been traveling around and Judy's been busy. I've been busy. And of course, it is an election year and we're hoping to elect President Harris and Vice President Walz. So we're very excited. So I'm Barbara Scott here in Susquehanna County, Pennsylvania.
And I'm Judy Herschel, and it's good to be back.
And I'm Liz Kearney, a Susquehanna County expat.
And she's got the t-shirt on to prove it.
Right.
Gosh, you may not be able to see it, but we can.
Yeah.
No, it's good to be back. There's a lot going on for sure. And we're down to the wire with this campaign. So of course, the ads are everywhere. The misinformation is everywhere. The headaches. And I almost feel sometimes I got to turn it off for a little bit and take a break. But I do that every once in a while because it's a little overwhelming.
Absolutely. And the thing about ads, that not having a television, you don't get all those ads. And I understand there are a ton of them
It's too much.
for the Senate race, at least for Senator Casey and his opponent, who I won't name. I will say that our Susquehanna County Democratic Party has been doing a lot of work. We've gotten a lot of money for us. We're going to be sending a letter to get out the vote and to inform every single Democrat registered in Susquehanna County. And if we get more money, if you're so disposed, go to SusquehannaDems.com and you can donate. We can send to independents. We've sent out 2,500 postcards to young women in Susquehanna County, young women independents in Susquehanna County, and some young men independents because we had some extra postcards. We're starting canvassing as of yesterday. We have our headquarters up that's open so far Thursdays and Saturdays, 10 to 6, so drop by. And we're getting Susquehanna County for Harris Walls yard signs. So those should be in at some point. We're getting Susquehanna County for Harris Walls hats. And of course, our fall rally, our annual fundraiser, is this Saturday, September 28th. It's actually too late to respond.
I have a question. Where's
Yes.
your money? You said you got lots of money. Is that down ballot money from Harris, do you think? Or is that where's your money coming from?
It started
It's
actually
a
in
donation.
2020, Liz, during that presidential race. We happened to be profiled in the New York Times in an article.
I saw that. Yeah,
And then
I remember that.
since then, and even in the off years to some degree, but it seemed to be the presidential people really pay attention to us, and rightfully so. I do believe, and a lot of people believe, and if you read a lot of the articles written about it in our history, obviously Pennsylvania is very pivotal, but it is going to come down to Pennsylvania and a few states, particularly the areas that we live in. So I think those that are outside of our area, California, New York City, and even those that are somewhat local, realize how pivotal what we're doing here to change that percentage, even just a little bit, is going to make a difference, but how pivotal we are. So I think that's why. And so
Well,
obviously the presidential elections really, profile us quite a bit. Barb.
yeah, but this is local money. These are much of this is local contributions.
That's
Yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And
That's
some
amazing.
people say, I want you to continue your ads. So here's some money for your ads. Or I have room for a big Harris sign if you, or a Casey sign 4x8 if you want to put it up, But most of the money is local.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful to hear because for so long, I think the Democrats here kind of lay low. And Barb and I were texting the other day, Liz, and I said, I cannot believe because I'm all over the county. How fewer Trump signs there are. And it does look like it, maybe it's just my imagination, I don't know, but it does look like there's more Harris signs. And there are maybe, I'll say his name, McCormick, which is Casey's opponent. There might be a McCormick sign, but no Trump sign. So it's completely different. If you recall in 2020, Trump signs were everywhere. Is that an indication of something? Maybe. The polls are still saying neck and neck, but he doesn't have the support that he did 4 years ago, at least as outwardly as he did then.
Our road is full of
Yeah,
Trump.
your road is full. Yes, it
So,
is.
I mean, from my experience, there's tons of Trump signs
Oh,
up.
there's a lot. There's a lot of Trump signs and there's a lot of Trump support, but compared to 4 years ago, the sides of the barns, the handmade signs, I'm not seeing those like I did then.
They
And
didn't take them
maybe
down.
not. Yeah,
They left
exactly.
them up.
They pulled
Liz, what were
up
you?
here.
I was going to comment too. I've seen very few Trump signs in this very red area of West Virginia. And I'm surprised at how few Trump signs I've seen. I've seen just a handful of like local races, you know, signs for local races. But I don't know if it, what it means if they've just, if it's just a done deal, they're not worried about it. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah.
What about Montana? What did that look like?
I saw a lot of Gianforte signs, a lot of the local races. I don't think the guy running against Tester is very popular. He seems to keep tripping over his own feet, to put it politely.
Well, the New York Times says he's ahead, but that's before he said whatever he said, or they found out. What did he say?
He said some nasty stuff about Native Americans on
tape.
Yeah,
right.
But that might just endear him to his base, actually. Tester walks a fine purple line, and it's always a squeaker. And I don't know. I don't know, but I saw a lot of Gianforte signs, who's a complete loser. I just saw recently Montana's been ranked the most unaffordable state in the country.
Yeah.
To buy a house.
Right.
That's been my experience since I left. Yeah, but I think Tester, he's more popular than the New York Times would lead you to believe. I still think they're fighting their own liberal bias and going too far the other way.
Yeah.
That's my take on the mainstream media. Because I've told you my theory before. I think it takes a few brain cells to be a reporter. And smarter people tend to be liberal.
Yeah.
Not always. And I'm not trying to claim anybody's, you know, but not many conservative people go into journalism. So I think they go overboard to counter their own liberal bias. So yeah. I'm sticking to that. That's my theory.
I seem to agree with you, Liz, on that one. There's a lot that is ignored here. Barb mentioned before she sees a lot of Trump support here. Yes, yes. There is a ton. And I think sometimes the media doesn't have a full grasp of that extent in certain areas, and kind of becomes overly optimistic at times too, which I'm a little guarded. They're saying right now that she's ahead, I think, by 3 points, that it's pretty neck and neck that she's ahead by 3 points. But given the media, given polls, given the history of polls, I'm a little apprehensive to even breathe at this point.
No, it's absolutely. Cool. Why should we count on polls? I mean, you know, and these interpretations of the polls, like that Nate Cohn or somebody gives these interpretations of the polls. What? I mean, I'm like,
I don't get it. But it's got to be close. There was an article today, and I cannot remember where it was.
Why it's close just boggles my mind.
I know. My comeback now is, does the guy ever tell the truth? How can you trust that what he's saying that you want to hear is truthful when the dude lies about the most minuscule things? Did you see what he lied about with Oprah? Stupid. Of course, Kamala's on Oprah. His response is, did you know that I happened to be on Oprah's last show? She invited me, of all people, to be on the last show. And the Oprah I'm seeing in front of me today isn't the Oprah I know. The rational... Was he ever on her last show? No. He wasn't even on the last week or the last month. I mean, but that just shows you. Every little thing he counters with a lie. How can anyone that backs him believe a single thing he says?
Well, the thing is, he lies so much, people don't think they're lies.
Yeah.
You know, if you say something and you're running for president, they don't think you're going to lie about it. Why would you lie and say you're on the last show of Oprah when you weren't? And there's something else he recently lied about that was so ridiculous. Oh,
but Barb, I think there are people that know he lies, but they're the ones he's the lesser of the two evil. We were better off with him. So there are some, I think, that do, but they're choosing to just pick an asshole. That's dishonest.
Did you guys see Pete Buttigieg, who I adore still, had a great, he was on some TV show, some news show. He said that the lying is the point. The lying is a distraction. The distraction is the point. We chase after his lies, and you know, just like, you know, we fall for it when he's not talking about his policy issues. He's not talking about Project 2025. Is a distraction from the awful things he wants to do.
Well, that's
and we all fall for it. And Pete was so eloquent about it. You know, we need to stay focused. And all my favorite pundits say, ignore the polls. You know, go out and do what you can for the election. Check your registration, because all kinds of Republican-led states are starting to screw with voter registrations, and they're going to fight dirty. So check your voter registration. Just ignore the polls and make sure you vote.
Yeah.
And I'm taking a break. I am burned out on all the news. I'm just like, yeah. I know who I'm voting for. Neither one of them can do anything to change my mind. So I don't have to pay that much attention anymore.
You're the kind of person that is not going to be going after. I mean, the people that we're canvassing are supposedly undecided. or independent, so we don't know exactly where they stand, and reluctant Democrats who might not, who are registered Democrats, but not might not come out and vote. But you know what I'm thinking, Liz, on the other hand, or maybe the same hand, I'm not sure. I think you might agree with this about the polls saying how close it is, like razor thin. Mm-hmm. That might be a get out the vote for Harris, a bonus feature of get out the vote for Harris, because if people think it's so close and they really start to think about the possibility that Trump might get elected, it might bring out people that were thinking, well.
Oh, I saw in the news yesterday, it was early voting started in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And I saw a scene of a voting area, voting place. The line was like around the block. And I'm like, I almost burst into tears. I'm like, this might really happen. We might really win this. I saw all those people line up to vote early. And they didn't look like, I'm sorry to stereotype, but they did not look like the MAGA crowd. Not a red hat to be seen.
Right. Well, Virginia's pretty much a done deal for Harris. I mean,
I think so.
I hate to say anything, but it's not a razor thin edge. I'm talking with my family podcast is after I talk to you guys. And of course, they all live in Virginia. I will see what they say.
Yes, please say what they say. But in Trump world, MAGA believes that he's ahead and he's going to win. And there's not a chance in hell she's going to lose. Or she's going to win. I'm sorry. I misspoke. Which is also, and I'm not going to dwell on this, I am concerned about the fact that if she does win, what will happen initially? I know we don't need to go there.
Did you see the Oprah Harris?
No, actually, I intended to and I fell asleep. So how was it? Tell us how it went.
I don't know if I should say this, but we left a little bit early because we got a little bit bored. But it was good for I think we stayed with it for an hour. If it was an hour and a half, we stayed with it for an hour. If it was 2 hours, we stayed with it for an hour and a half. There was a half hour left and John and I agreed, let's go. But one thing I wanted to say was Meryl Streep, they had some stars, you know, and then they would highlight the person and that person would say their part. This is all rehearsed. I mean, essentially what they're going to talk about. So they didn't all talk about the same thing. And Meryl Streep asked what you, Judy, just said. She asked Vice President Harris. Well, she mentioned her concerns about another January 6th happening. And, you know, what are we going to do? You know, we just want our country back. We want the chaos to stop. What are we going to do when it's contested? You know, you win and it's not accepted. And she said, you know, the usual things, but she also said they had a lot of lawyers lined up. So, which I had read that her legal team was in place. I wanted to get back to the lying thing because I know his lies are really stupid and plentiful. I listened to Pod Save America, as you know. They played a clip that their favorite, they said, or Jon Favreau said it was his favorite of Trump. In it, he says how he won the debate and everybody knows it. The commentators questioned him all over the place, but they didn't question Harris. And the audience even thought, you know, the audience were cheering him. They even knew that he won. And there wasn't an audience.
There wasn't even an audience.
There wasn't even an audience, just like the one in June.
And they were questioning him. They were telling him, listen, dude, what you're saying, not verified.
Right.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. But he was saying, you know, they didn't do that to Harris because she didn't lie.
Didn't lie. Exactly. But,
it was 3-1. It wasn't fair.
Right. Oh, and that audience loved me.
The imaginary audience in your head. Yeah, I was just going to say, apparently it's too late to have an additional debate. That's why he's refusing. That's the most recent excuse.
Right. And that'll probably fly. That'll be his last one. He'll just keep saying that.
It will. But real quick, if I can just mention elections, because they're kind of on my brain right now.
Sure.
About maybe last week, maybe 10 days ago, we were alerted at the county that there were several envelopes sent out to different election offices around the country with a white substance in it and from a very odd address. So we've been on heavy alert with that. In addition to that, there's been quite a few lawsuits going on. We're hearing quite a bit about election worker intimidation outside of our county, which is causing our election workers to be concerned. And as you know, after 2020, we've lost a lot of people that have been doing elections for a really long time, you know, and so many people don't want to do it anymore, are very concerned. So you have election spots throughout the country that are setting up security. they're trying to refine, because if you recall, one of the biggest complaints Republicans had was we went to bed with a certain number and they woke up the following morning and there was a huge jump with Biden, not understanding that those were coming from areas where there were mail-in ballots that took a long time to process.
They understood, Judy.
They understood, but actually they understood, but they took advantage of a situation for people that are around us per se, because they don't understand. I'm sorry, I love my community, but many of them don't pay attention. It wasn't a ballot dump. It was a process of processing mail-in ballots that took a couple of days because we had a huge number come in. So states have taken precautions to make sure that doesn't happen. But Wisconsin recently said it's still going to take a couple of days. So through intimidation, through these lawsuits, the judges in Georgia just ruled that they have to hand count. That's going to cause chaos. So creating chaos, creating fear.
It's not the judges.
Go ahead.
It's not the judges. It's the Trump got all the people on the election board.
Yes, exactly.
The Secretary of State says he doesn't think they have the authority to make that ruling.
God, I hope that they can turn that one down, because that will cause chaos. But right. It's the attempt. It's the people in the right places. And thanks for correcting me on that. It's the people in the right places making decisions that are causing chaos and fear and all of that. So with that, they're creating, I think, a dialogue for that day after when they lose to say, okay, chaos, this, that, and the other. There is a rumbling around here, very similar to what happened at the last election. I knew January 6th was going to happen. Many of us did, because a lot of the people were from around here and we get the culture. They were mad. They were going off to the Capitol. They were going to storm it. That same type of dialogue is rumbling now. So is my concern pretty big? Yeah, it is. Could it be something very similar to what happened in January 6th? Yes. I think the good thing is he's not in power, so he won't have that influence. But what will this be? Something will happen. So I hope she is prepared. So just a little bit of optics from where I stand is they're trying to throw all these wrenches into the system throughout the country so that they can come up with these, well, that looked suspicious because that was chaos. Or the, you know, you have all these people that aren't as trained that were there before because they have to hire new people to come in and they're not as experienced. And maybe there's lesser numbers in some of the precincts because they can't get people. They'll take advantage of that. So that's my little spiel. A little concerning.
Yeah, it is. Liz. And I think the goal is to kick it to the Supreme Court, where his hand-picked minions will find a way to throw the election to him. Judy, another point I think about in the Pennsylvania with the mail-in ballots, I believe, was it still the law in Pennsylvania that they can't open them until Election Day?
They can't open them until Election Day, but all of the counties were given money to offset the cost for election workers. What they're doing now is they can start at 7 o'clock in the morning to open them. And once they start opening them, they can't stop. So that was part of the problem too, is they didn't have enough election workers to go around the clock. So like the areas like Philadelphia and they had to stop and then resume the following day. So part of this is once you start to go, you have to continue to open them up until it's all done.
Okay.
And start at seven in the morning, which should really help. I think we'll know a lot sooner. We may not know when we go to bed in Pennsylvania. I hope we do, but we may not.
Right.
But I believe last time it was the following Wednesday. So nearly a week before.
No, it was Saturday.
Was it Saturday? Okay. So it was a decent amount of time.
Or he was declared president Saturday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was a decent amount of time. You're right. It was a Saturday. I do remember that.
Yeah. I have some good news. I saw an article from one of those quirky, you know, predictor people, the guys who always get it right. And there was a study done at Northwestern, and they were studying this website called Predictit, Predictit. And it's like an online betting thing, and they take bets on who's going to win. And this fellow, using this algorithm, judges where people are putting their money. And not what he compares it to, like you might get a pollster, you might tell the poll, like, if the election was today, who would you vote for? And I'll say this thing, and they might vote somewhere else when the time comes. But anyway, the predicted algorithm says it's going to be a Harris landslide. She's just going to have like 400 electoral college votes. And these guys have been right before. So I'm like, okay, I like this. I like the way these guys talk. So I hope it's good news. So that's what I've heard other pundits, my favorite on Twitter pundits, say, you know, if it's close, that gives the Republican traitors a little edge to work. But if it's a landslide, it's going to be really hard to throw their monkey wrench into the works.
But how could it be razor thin and then turn out to be a landslide?
I know, but the polls, you know, no one trusts polls. You know who the polls were last time. So I was thrilled to read this. Like, okay, good news. This is good news for a change.
I hope.
The guy seemed legit. It was a study from Northwestern University. So it seemed pretty legit.
So what is 400? That means, of course, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, that's, Georgia, and North Carolina.
That's like every state. I didn't read that far into the granular, which states were exactly. Judging from that, he was going with 400 electoral college votes. And she only needs 270. So like, So a little glimmer of hope, folks.
I don't see that happening.
I do see Republicans in our area saying, well, I don't like any of them. And that actually is a plus for us, because I was thinking they're maybe just not going to show up. So that's an improvement. And some of these were people that have really been gung-ho Trump supporters. I don't like any of them anymore. Well, then stay home. That would be good.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have some surprises. I'm prepared for anything, I think, at this point. I have to be realistic. I'm hopeful, but I'm realistic. I think no matter what, we've got some healing to do after the election. Even if she does win, we've got some healing to do. We've got some things we got to work on.
Yeah, but if she gets at least, what did Biden get? 7 million more votes?
If she
gets 90 million instead of 81 million, you know, you were fired by 81 million people. I love that line in the debate.
Yeah.
The abortion issue, as I predicted, I think the three of us predicted, is such a big deal and should be. And I have to confess that yesterday at our canvassing training thing or whatever, we were Democrats sitting around and we went around to the people that were in this meeting. I don't know, 8 of us, 10 of us or whatever, including the Harris campaign worker who's from Los Angeles. Yeah. What's your main issue? And most people said, well, it's pretty hard to come up with one issue, but they did. And I came up with my issue was the overturning of Roe versus Wade and the impact of that on women's lives. And then I started talking about how I was alive. I was a young woman when abortion was illegal. And it isn't a pretty picture, I said. And I started crying. I was just so, you know, it was a shock to me, I think. Not a shock to John, because he's used to me. And he was one of the people there. But the other people were like, you know, they were probably stricken. I guess it means more to me than I thought, because it's just so restrictive of young women making plans for their lives. And that Hadley girl who was 12, she was at the Oprah and raped by her stepfather, sexually abused by her stepfather, got pregnant at 12. And she's an outspoken woman now. I don't know how old she is, she's probably in her 20s, for Harris and for Harris's campaign, and spoke about how horrible it would have been if she hadn't have been able to get an abortion. Her life would have been completely different, you know, because she would be a 12-year-old mother.
Barb, I think you cry because I think you understand that what could happen after this if we don't take that seriously. Really, it honestly needs to be the number one cause of all women and all men. I mean, it's probably one of the tops, if not the top, for my husband, because he gets it. Because it's a symbol of so much. We women, even in our lifetime, even in my lifetime, a woman born in the 70s, I haven't seen nearly what you've seen, Barb, but I've seen a lot to feel like, oh my God, it's a possibility. I can lose those rights and I can lose more of them. That scares me. I say this all the time. There are certain issues I die for. And that's probably one of the top ones. Gen Forward is an organization. They just put out a survey. Here we are talking about surveys. We're like, don't, you know, should we question them? Should we take them seriously? But actually, abortion was number two. It just came out today as the issue that was most important to them, with economy being came up number one. But number two, I believe the age was between 18 and 30. So maybe that will result in some surprises at the polls too.
That's what I'm hoping. Now, what survey was this?
Gen Forward. So if you did a Google Gen Forward, it's out of Chicago. They survey individuals between the ages of 18 and 30 as to what their issues are. What are the most important issues to them when they're going to the voting booth? Economy.
Women have died already. I'm sorry. I can't find the woman's name. I'm sorry. I regret that. She was in Texas. I believe she had a partial miscarriage and could not get the DNC she needed and died. She left a 6-year-old daughter behind. These are the consequences. This is blood on the Supreme Court and Trump's hands. This is literal blood on their hands. If we're not infuriated, we should be.
That's the exact story about, and as Vice President Harris says, it's immoral. The mother of the woman, same thing happened to the woman in Georgia who waited 20 hours before they would do anything to help her. She missed her appointment for an abortion in, she had a 6 or 7 year old son. She missed their appointment for an abortion in North Carolina because of, I forget why, traffic or something like that. She was traveling from Atlanta. And because she had gotten her life together and she was young and wanted to become a nurse, and she had managed to save money to get an apartment for her and her son and be out on her own, not living with her parents. Anyway, so she missed the appointment. So they gave her the mifepristone, you know, and there are rare occasions where she didn't expel the entire fetal matter. And so her boyfriend found her bleeding in her apartment, took her to the hospital, and they waited 20 hours before they did anything, because you got to be at death's door. You got to wait until they're actually dying. Otherwise, these doctors could go to jail, lose their license and go to jail for, I don't know how many years, many years. They criminalize it. And so, of course, they're afraid to do anything. That's a sad situation. And the mother and sister of Amber Thurman, I think her name is.
That's her name. That's her name. Thank you, Barb. That's her name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the girl in Texas. Woman in Texas, yeah.
No, Georgia. This woman was Georgia.
April, her name, she's the one, she died. April Thurman died, I believe.
Yes, she did. There was someone in Texas, not a while ago, I read about, this is a similar situation, that died. I don't remember her name. But so there's too many. There's enough that Liz and I are getting their names confused. So it's not just an anomaly at this point, considering it's only been a couple of years since it was overturned, but 20 states have banned or partially banned abortions. But the good thing is that I believe there are 9 states that have this issue on the ballot to enshrine it in their constitutions. Very Republican states. Not all 9 are very Republican, but
some
of them are. Yeah, Judy, what? Go.
Nothing. I was itching my head.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just sitting here baffled with my mouth down to the floor. You know.
I know. It's just
so shocking to me, even though it's our reality. And we've said it before, we'll say it again. If this issue and the other issues we're dealing with doesn't get you out to vote, I don't know what will.
Yeah, I don't understand the economy thing. So this thing that was in this flyer that was in the local paper, first of all, it has some lies, of course. This is my favorite. Say no to Kamala's crazy plan, : ban fracking, which she's walked back.
Exactly.
Amnesty to 20 plus million aliens. I don't know what that means. Are we talking about dreamers or? I don't know.
I don't know.
Taking jobs from our citizens, free health care for illegals, illegals flooding our local schools, and higher school taxes. But this is the best. Abortion free for all, late term and live birth abortions.
Which is all bullshit.
Lies, lies, lies.
It says right in this paper, live birth abortions. If that isn't an oxymoron, I don't know what is. I mean, in any other language, it's murder, which is illegal in every state, as we know. These taxes, $2 trillion. Yes, she does want to erase all 2017 Trump tax cuts, but she wants to have a different kind of tax cuts for the middle class.
Isn't it ironic that all the people who are against her are the middle class people she would benefit the most? Her plan to boost the middle class is going to boost all these people too.
That's right.
Not just Democrats, but all middle class Americans. And I think she and Tim Walz are working real hard on hoping to heal that division, which I've argued for years has been Putin promoted. And this is Putin's plan to rot us from within. It is fighting among ourselves, you know, pointing fingers at each other and fighting among ourselves. And we got to stop. I'm not making fun of MAGA kid people anymore. I'm not going to do it, because this is all fed by Putin and I refuse to be part of it. We got to do better. We can do better.
Yeah. Yeah. Not if Trump's president.
It's taking advantage of people who aren't aware. It's instilling fear in people that are already fearful. Yes, we're all adults and should think on our own. But unfortunately, in the world that we live in, many of us are isolated and many of us don't have the knowledge to understand. I get it. But no, it's so many lies. You know, I see those ads every day, Barb, and people really do believe them. And there's no convincing them otherwise. There's none. But I do think there are reasonable people that are stuck in between. They don't know who to vote for. I mean, and how can you be reasonable and even consider Trump? But they're those that are kind of late to the party, I think, and trying to figure out, well, what's the truth? What's not the truth? Who do I really like? I think there are some of those. And that's where we're going to have surprises. Once again, I'm in the Twilight Zone. It explains everything.
Right, right. Well, what do you think, ladies? Have we?
I think we covered a lot already.
Yeah.
We covered. And we didn't even talk about the debate, which I think we all agree Kamala won hands down. I got all these texts. She nailed it. She killed it. She, you know, it was so nice to not be nervous.
Right.
You know,
oh my God, I know.
Except the first like 30 seconds or whatever.
Yeah. First couple minutes, we're like, okay, here we go.
And then, you know. And her face when he talked about the pets being eaten.
he took every bait. Everything she tossed his way, he took it. He roasted every bait. Unbelievable.
They're not leaving my rallies. They love me. Oh,
I don't want to talk about him ever again after November.
Oh, I know. That would be nice if he would say, oh, well, you know, let me just live the rest of my life on the golf course.
I did see a headline today that someone's quoted him saying if he didn't win, he was not going to seek election in 2028.
I saw that. Yes.
He said that. Yeah.
Today or yesterday. Yep. I don't know, but he lies. So no.
That's right. He does.
He lies a lot.
All right. Well,
good talk, guys.
And nice to talk to you. And I'll try to get this out soon.
We'll talk to everyone real soon. We'll be back. We'll be back before
Right. Before. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Absolutely. For sure. Good to see you, Liz.
Meet you guys. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Stay positive.
We will.
Okay.
Right on.
I try.